Okay, here we go. Five short ideas. Our partners Baalotzcha, Tav Shin Pei Alf Lynch, Rabbi Nershas, Rabbi Prabhas, Rabbi Maisha, Nachman Daniel, Ben Tzvi Aryeh. First idea comes to us in the Shem Yishmol, Tav Resh Ayin Hei. Says the Shem Yishmol, calling the Avnei Nezer, his father, no, Dabar Alon, Amar Telo, Baalotzcha, Seineros, Lamul Panei Menorah, Iru, Shiva Seineros, that you should speak to Aaron and tell him, when he lights the menorah, that all the seven candles should be facing towards the face of the middle of the menorah. Says the Avnei Nezer, what's the deeper idea for us? Shem Yishmol explains that just like all the three candles on the left and the three candles on the right, they face the middle, so too Shabbos. Shabbos is like the menorah for the week. When the menorah is for us on Chanukah or for the Beis HaMikdash, the 3 days, the three candles on the left and three candles on the right, it's the same thing about Shabbos. Shabbos, 3 days before, 3 days after. Says the Avnei Nezer, 3 days before, we're already looking forward to Shabbos. It's Pashat, Luchun Aranunab, you say on Wednesday, the Shisha Yom. And when's the halacha? When's halacha lemaisa? We pass, and you could say havdalah till Tuesday, because the Shabbos is the mekor bracha for the entire week. The Shabbos he dugmas hamenorah tlas yom edikamei shabbos tlas yom edabasa shabbos shekulam ponim el Shabbos hu eshvi. They're all faced towards Shabbos in the middle. At the end of the day, says the Shem Yishmol from Avnei Nezer, just like the menorah, the seven wicks face towards the middle wick. So too Shabbos, 3 days before, 3 days after, we're all connected to Shabbos. And the Shem Yishmol continues. And he says that the Orach Chaim HaKadosh tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made creation from Shabbos to Shabbos. Shekol HaBria lo haisa ela ad Shabbos u b'Shabbos chozeres mizchadeshesh HaBria od pam al sheva yomer ad Shabbos haba. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just create the world once. Every single Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Bria another 7 days through the Koyach of Shabbos. Through the Koyach of Shabbos, a Jew is able to be uplifted and to be connected and disconnected from the rest of the world, like Rabbi Goldberg said last night at Shal Shittas. At the end of the day, says the Shem Yishmol and Orach Chaim HaKadosh, how important it is for Shabbos. Maybe you could say that after all the Yom Tovim, after we had Chanukah and Purim, Tu B'Shvat, Purim, Pesach, Shavuos, maybe Pa'aloyscha is here to tell us, we want to know how to get through the months of the summer. Make sure to be strong with Shabbos. Make sure that you're 3 days before and 3 days after. Make sure your Shabbos is on fire, connected to Shabbos Kodesh. A beautiful idea of the Shem Yishmol and from the Orach Chaim HaKadosh that he explains to the Shem Yishmol from the Avnei Nezer and the Orach Chaim HaKadosh on the Kodesh of Shabbos, 3 days before, 3 days after. Moving on to idea number two. Din number two comes to us from the Biala Rebbe, the Chalkas Yoshua, Bichil Yoshua, Mibiala. Next pasuk, Vayaskin Aaron, Amul Panei Menorah, Hel on Eroseh, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. And Aaron did so, and he lit the menorah as the Kodesh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. And famously, Rashi quotes the Sifri, Lahagid Shvacha She'an Shaloshina, to tell the praise of Kodesh Baruch of Aaron that he didn't vary, he didn't change, he didn't veer from what Moshe told him. Beautiful idea from the Chalkas Yoshua. He says, Af La'achar Kima Mitzvah. Even after a Jew does a mitzvah, specifically Aaron HaKohen, he lit the menorah where he couldn't become a Baal Gaiva. Shelo Shina, he didn't change. It didn't become a Baal Gaiva. No sir, an vasanuso. Local Ishana Shelo Shina. He didn't become a Baal Gaiva. He didn't become a Bilam. He didn't come look at me in Nebuchadnezzar. He stayed humble. And this is exactly the word that Nesiv Shalom, I believe, and others from explain. The Galus of Avraham Avinu. The Galus of Avraham Avinu was not just that the Avraham Avinu did Akedas Yitzchak. It was that even after Akedas Yitzchak, he was the same Avraham Avinu. He was the same normal Avraham Avinu. Kol kvuda bas melch panima. Even at the end of the day, when you do something great, you keep it hidden. You stay normal. You keep it to yourself. You don't make a change. You don't change your license. You don't change your attitude because you were great in mitzvahs. You're great in mitzvahs. Continue. Make sure to stay ba'anava. Make sure to shalosh shina, says the Bi'al Rebbe. Means, at the end of the day, you stay mehendel. As the Gemara tells us, Chazal tells us, B'makom galusa sham tehan masanuso. In the place of your greatness, that's exactly where you got to be humble. That's when Rav Schechter comes. Rav Schechter comes and he's okay to say that I don't know sometimes. Rashi says it. I don't know. I don't know. It's okay to be able to say I don't know. Because when someone says I don't know, it shows your greatness. Beautiful idea of the Chagdos Yoshev. Yaskinu Shalosh Shina. He didn't change even after you did the mitzvah with such fire and passion, like the Sfas tells us that every single day was the same fire and passion. He stayed humble. He true to himself. And that was the idea of the Nesiv Hashem and other Tzarmim as well, I believe as well. That explained that Avraham Avinu was the same Avraham Avinu even before Akedas Yitzchak and after Akedas Yitzchak. He didn't change in his anava, his ananochi off of Efer to the Rabbanu Shem. What a beautiful lesson to be able to make sure we stay normal, stay Baalei anava when we serve the Rabbanu Shem. Moving on to idea number three. Staying within in the Mishpacha of Slonim, Rebbe is the base of Avram of Slonim. And the last pasuk of Sheni, Ches Chavav, talking about the Levim. V'sheri says, Echa v'ol ma'oi l'shmar mismeresh v'avoda lo yavod. So you may be able to make sure that you should stay with the Levim, stay with their brother, be able to watch the Mishmeres, watch the Mishkan. Kacho, Tasa Levim, Kimishmer, some. And this is how they watch their guarding. This is how they served in the base of Mitesh, in the Mishkan. Says the Beis Avraham, what's this idea? He says in a beautiful lesson, especially in the summer months, going into the summer. Even as a Jew gets older, right? The pasuk right before it's talking about someone who's 50 and you're able to serve in the army. Even as a Jew gets older, we have to be stay so strong to be able to be passionate and young and fresh. At the end of the day, what does it mean? This lashon of lishmor mishmeres v'avodah lo yavod, to be able to meet lishmor mishmeres v'avodah lo yavod, kocha tasa levim mishmosam, to be avodah, to be make sure you're on fire, lishmor mishmeres, to yearn and pine to seek and to not chas v'shalom to lose out on that fire that you had as a youngster. And if you do that, that'll help you. The beginning of the pasuk, that'll help you stay with your brothers. The end of the pasuk helps the beginning of the pasuk. Lishmor mishmeres avodah lo yavod. To make sure at the end of the day you stay strong. Tasal v'yam k'mishmor sam. You stay strong in your mishmeres. That'll help you stay strong in the Ol Moed. How important for us in the summer months. Some of us will be able. We take our foot off the pedal. You have little less responsibilities come the summer months. No. Come the summer months, I have more time to learn, more time to daven, more time to connect, more time to spend time with our family. Like Rabbi Goldberg spoke yesterday, it's not a time to take our foot off the gas. It's a time to be able to, as like the coach, the new Jets coach, Salah says, Robert Salah, he says, all gas, no break. At the end of the day, yes, be normal, to be able to take time for ourselves, but chas v'shalom, to think the summer comes and it's over. No, that's an amalek status, right? The Sfas Emes tells us. Of Amir loves quoting this Gematria. Yisrael is Gematria 541. He takes fire, take Aish out of Yisrael, you left at 240. You take 541, take 31, minus 4. Yisrael, you left at 240. The fire of a Yid. Make sure we have that passion. Lishmor Mishmeres Avodah Le'Elov. Kacha, you have to make sure to be on fire, Lishmor Mishmeres. To be on fire, to be Metzapa of Aviv Shomer Sadover. Then Vesher Sazachab Olmoy. Then you'll be able to stay with your brothers. You'll be able to stay strong even as you get older. You have to make sure to be able to stay strong in our passion, our energy, our commitment to the Rabbanu Shalom. Beautiful idea from the Beis Avraham. Rabbi Goldberg in the Salsemis. Moving on to Deen number 4. Deen number 4 comes as the Rebbe Ramaylich. Rebbe Ramaylich writes, "An Omer Melech Test Perik Test Pasuk Yud by Pesach Sheni." The Abba Rebbe Neisrael Lema Ish Ish Ki Yia Tomel Nefesh Shabater Rechok Lachem Ol Derosecham Vasa Pesach LaHashem. Someone who's on the way, someone who's Tomel Nefesh or is distant far, is he able to do a Pesach Sheni? What does this mean, Pesach LaHashem? Says the Omer Melech. Beautiful insight. Pesach, we know that Arizal tells us, Rabbi Simon, right, the Lord loves quoting this, Arizal says, Pesach is Pesach, that my mouth opens. Says the Nomen Melech, that everything that comes out of our mouth has to be LaHashem. Pesach LaHashem. This would just mean the current Pesach for Hashem. Pesach, that my mouth, anything that comes out of my mouth is for Hashem. Kol motzei piv shel adam. Pesach, Pesach, ye'ach rak lishmo yisparach LaHashem. It has to be for the Rabbon Hashem. Everything has to be L'shem Shemayim. This is the Shulchan, not just the Nomen Melech, this is the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Laman Alf. One sif over there. It says, how do you serve the Rabbanu Shemayim? That your achila and your shtiva and your shchiva and your yeshiva, everything is with yud-hei, yud-hei, yud-hei. That anything that comes out of our mouths, anything that comes into our mouths, we have the proper mindset, we have the proper kedusha. We don't just let things happen in our lives. We find the kedusha, we seek the kedusha. And that's exactly what the Rebbe Melech is saying here. Pesach LaHashem. Pesach, when your mouth opens, Pesach, LaHashem, it should be for Hashem to find the Kaddish Baruch Hu in anything and everything you do, not just the davening and learning, but in anything and everything you do, to find the Rabbonu Shem, to find the Kedusha in everything you do. When you're walking, like the Lulavitcher Rebbe, and they say in Rav Moshe, they would always see their lips move. Why? Because they would be saying Mishnais, they would be saying Tehillim, even as they walked to Shul, even as they walked in the street, they're always finding a way able to wait to be able to connect, they're always be able to Pesach LaHashem, to be one with Hashem, to be the Shem Shemayim type of Yidin. Moving on to Deen number 5. Deen number 5 comes to us from the Bina Le'itim. The Bina Le'itim, I saw quoted in the Sefer Yenish Shel Torah. The Bina Le'itim was Rabbeinu Azariah Pigo. He was one of the, from Italy, the earlier Achronim, 1600s. So it's a beautiful idea on the Ha'ish Moshe Anav Mikol Adam. Perek Yud Beis Pasal Gimel. The Moshe was the most humble Mikol Adam, Asher Apnei Adam on the entire earth. Says the Bina Le'itim, the Aish Moshe, why was he Zocha to be the Adon HaNavim? Right, the Rambam says there was no one claim more than Moshe to be an Adon. Why was he Zocha to be the Ish, to be the Adon HaNavim? Mishim Anov Ma'or, we called him Apnei Adoma. Because at the end of the day, he was the humble most from everyone on earth. Why? Shaya Royas Kol Echad B'Madriga Yoyser Gebo Himeno Akin Hu Haya Gevoh Min HaKol. Because he always saw that someone, he always met every single person and he thought they were greater than him. He found something good about someone else, and that brought him to even be in a greater type of place. Because says the Bina Le'itim, why was he zochet to be the greatest Navi? Because me called Mashiach Panei Adama. Every single person he met, he always found something good that he could learn from them, that he could be able to grow from them. And this is a story like the Sefer Meir Parmeshlana, the early Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov. So he's always making Kiddush. And he once waited a little bit to be able to start. And they asked him after, there was always a chassid in that story, and they asked him, what's Peshat? He said, I always like, before I make Kiddush Friday night, Lal Shabbos, I always like to look around the room in my head to tell what can I learn from every single person at the table. And there was one Jew tonight, it took me a little extra, but then I was able to go on. This is the Igeres Haramban. The Igeres Haramban says that we have to view every single person, something greater than what we could do. And this is exactly what the Bina Le'itim. Ma'ish Moshe, why was the Zohar to be the greatest Navi, the greatest Baal Nova? Because every single person, we call him Asher Panei Adama, every single person he learned, he found something that he could learn from that person, and that he could grow from that person and develop to be a greater person. What a beautiful idea from the Sefer Bina Le'itim and from the Igeres Haramban. At the end of the day, this is also self-calm. It's humble. Humility is not saying you're nothing. Humility is understanding everything you have comes to Rabbeinu Shalom. Like the Sas Emes tells us, you have to love your friend like yourself. Who do you have to first love? Yourself. Usually people that put other people down, people that lack self-confidence. Be able to see the godless in other people. Be able to make sure you have a healthy self-confidence. The Sas Emes says, you have to love your friend like yourself. First, you have to love yourself in a healthy way. And then you can come to love others. Let's just review these five ideas starting now. You start off in the Shem Yishmol, Tafresh Ayin Hei, quotes the Avni Hezer. Ye'iru Shivas Aneros, just like the seven candles, three on the right, three on the left, would face towards the middle, so too Shabbos Kodesh. Everything has to be either three before or three after. That's why the Chunaran, he doesn't say this, but the Sarim say, the Chunaran we say on Wednesday, because we're already looking forward to Shabbos before, and you can make Havdalah till Tuesday for the Shabbos after. At the end of the day, everything focuses on Shabbos Kodesh. And that's exactly what Orchaim HaKadosh Baruch says. The Kadosh Baruch makes 7-day increments. Then comes Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch gives the world another 7 days. The Koach of Shabbos, how special and important it is to connect to the Kiddush of Shabbos. Now as the Yom Tovim, Tashum, and the Shuvahs are finishing up. The second idea, V'yichil Yeshua, Bel T'chalkas Yeshua, V'yaz Kein Aron, Shaloshina, Rashi says, he didn't change, what do you mean Shaloshina? Then even after he did a mitzvah, and he was on fire for the Rabbeinu Shem, didn't change his anivas, he stayed to who he was, he stayed humble. But Malcolm, Gadlus Hashem Tehen, on Mansanusa, as the Sram say, Gemara tells us, the same when in the place of greatness, that's where in your humility, and that's in the Sefer Shalom. All the Sram say the gods are Avraham Avinu by Akedah Yitzchak, because that was the same Avraham Avinu even before he did the Akedah. It was after the Akedah, it was the same person, to stay normal, to stay humble, to stay true to ourselves. The third idea from the Beis Amram of Slonim, the pasuk says by Vashar says Echol Lishmar Mishmeres. Right, the pasuk after you, if you're 50 years old, you can't go out to anymore. Lishmar Mishmeres, to be able to continue strong, all gas, no break, to continue to pine and yearn and seek and search. To be able to find different ways to be able to be strong and to be on fire for the Rabbeinu Shalom, like Rabbi Goldberg said, the summertime is not a time to be able to let your foot off the gas, to be able to make different responsibilities. But at the end of the day, to continue to push forward, like the Sfas Semes tells us, if you take that energy off, Sfas Semes 541, you take the Eish out of a Yid, you're left with 240 left to the Malik, to continue that fire. The fourth idea is of the Noam Emach, also Pesach Hashem. Pesach, we know from the Arizal, Pesach, that our mouth opened, La Hashem, everything has to be for Hashem, the way you talk and the way you text and the way you everything eat. As everything has to be for the Rabbeinu Shalom, this is what the Shulchan Aruch tells us, Reish Laman Alf, everything has to be Achila, Yeshiva, Shtia, everything, Yura, everything with the physical action, got to be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in mind. That's what the Baba Trebi, Rav Moshe, even when they were walking, they would see Tehillim and Kansas and Mishnah's Baal Peh, because everything they did was so spiritual and so holy. And finally, the fifth and final idea, the Bina Le'itim tells us, Aisha Mon, Asha Adam, Mikol Adam, why was he Zohar to be the greatest Navi? Because he's able to see Mikol Adam, Asha Panei Adam, he's able to see the goddess of every single person that he met, is able to see the goddess of every single person. There's the Ger Sarban, to view every single person that we see as greater, be able to learn from them. Ramir Pramashana, the story of by Kiddush, he waited a little extra, be able to see, because at the end of the day, in his head, he was always by Kiddush going into Shabbos, be able to make sure, be able to find something special about everything he had at his table. And this is the Sasemis. How could someone be able to do that? When a person has proper self-confidence, that's true humility. Not thinking that you're nothing. Thinking true humility is understanding that what you have, but realize that everything comes from the Bona Shom. You can love your friend like yourself, but first you have to love yourself. We should be Zoch Bez Hashem to take the fire of Shabbos, to be able to make sure, even when we go through holy things, we'll stay normal, and we stay Balei Nova, we stay humble to ourselves, be on fire for the Bona Shom, to be the Shem Shemaim for the Bona Shom, and see the godless within every single year. Bez Hashem is Bach Shkach.